Welcome to Real Talk, where liberation meets infrastructure and survival means strategy and freedom means building. Every episode, we cut through the noise, break down the systems, and spotlight real solutions Black folks can act on right now. I'm your host, Hey Girl, bringing you raw, unfiltered truth to move our people forward. Today's episode is Social Security is not for us. The collapse is the plan, not a crisis. Social Security is not going broke. It's being deliberately drained. And if you're Black, poor, or aging without wealth, the consequences are catastrophic. Let's get real. We're told there's a crisis, that the Social Security Trust Fund, built by decades of our labor, is drying up. The government projects that by 2033, the fund will be depleted and benefits will be automatically cut by 23%. Now that sounds bad enough, but here's the truth. It was never built to sustain us anyway. The mainstream narrative says that the average retirement check is around $2,000 a month. But for African Americans, that's fantasy. Black men receive an average of $14,918 a year. That's $1,243 a month. Black women, they receive $13,363 a year. That's just $1,113 a month. Now, after the projected cuts, that becomes $957 and $857 respectively. That's not a minor reduction. It's economic violence sanctioned by policy and driven by design. The real numbers behind the crisis. The Social Security system worked when it had a large workforce funding a smaller group of retirees. For decades, that created a surplus, the trust fund. But now, 11,000 baby boomers are turning 65 every day, and not enough workers are contributing. The money is being used faster than it's being replaced. But don't be fooled. This didn't just happen. Congress has known this was coming for 30 years. Yet instead of acting, they played politics while draining the fund for other government needs. And now, they're telling us to brace for cuts while billionaires and corporations pay less than their fair share or none at all. How it could be fixed and why it won't be. There are three simple solutions Congress could act on today. Lift the income cap. Currently, only income under $168,600 is taxed for Social Security. Remove or raise that cap and millionaires contribute more. Slightly raise the payroll tax. Workers and employers pay 6.2%. Bump that to 6.5%. And the program is solvent for decades. Reject raising the retirement age, the favorite of budget hawks, but for Black people in physical jobs with shorter life expectancies, it's cruel and racist. Telling a 62-year-old construction worker to just work longer is policy violence, not reform. So why won't they act? Because the people in power don't rely on Social Security. Their retirement is secure, yours disposable. Why this hits Black America hardest? This is where real talk cuts through the noise. The system didn't fail Black folks. It was never designed for us in the first place. Our communities have been excluded from the very benefits we funded with our labor. Redline out of home ownership, which lowers our average lifetime earnings and Social Security payouts. Trapped in low-wage, no-benefit jobs that don't contribute meaningfully to retirement. Subjected to higher rates of disability, illness, and early death, reducing how long we even receive benefits at all. When Social Security gets cut, it won't be the wealthy who suffer. It will be the essential workers who held this country together. And disproportionately, those workers are Black. Social programs as tools of control. Let's be clear. These systems, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, even public education, are forms of control when we don't have our own infrastructure. They give the illusion of support while keeping us dependent on and divided. They're conditional, bureaucratic, and disposable. We've seen it with welfare, with housing, with education, and now we're seeing it with retirement. This isn't new, it's just exposed. This ain't about policy disagreements. It's about power, control, oppression. Republicans are not reforming, they're stripping. Social programs like Medicaid, SNAP, and healthcare access have never been secure. They've always been leveraged as tools of control. Now, it's just happening in the open. We're talking about the health and dignity of over 16 million Americans hanging in the balance. This bill will take food from hungry children in a nation so rich it has billionaires launching rockets. Yet 1 in 5 kids don't know where their next meal is coming from. Let that sink in. Children starving in a land of luxury. Seniors in nursing homes, disabled folks who depend on Medicare, and the overworked caregivers who support them all at risk. This bill isn't just cruel, it's calculated. And don't be fooled, this isn't some misguided economic strategy. It's a transaction. The billionaire class paid for this, bought it outright through a corrupt campaign finance system that lets them spend hundreds of millions to elect a president, a senator, a Supreme Court, even Congress members, like they're bidding on luxury real estate. And they're not donating, they're investing. And this bill is their dividend. The Republican plan is clear. Take from the many to give to the few. Strip the vulnerable to reward the powerful. And they lie about it every step of the way, framing it as relief, fiscal responsibility, a cut in government waste. But let's call it what it is, economic warfare. The Republican Party is exploiting that power now to push through policies that disproportionately hurt the poor, the working class, and communities of color, while handing massive rewards to the ultra wealthy. And even though Democrats tried to slow the bill using procedural tools, those tools are limited when you don't control the gavel. Let's be clear. SNAP and Medicaid are not luxuries. They're lifelines. Gutting these programs doesn't balance the budget. It increases suffering. What we're watching is policy as punishment. The minority voice tried to hold the line, but this is what happens when voters' turnout is low, when voter suppression works, and when billionaires buy seats with dark money. If we want to stop this cycle, we can't just protest after the damage is done. We need to build power through unity, voting, mutual aid, and most of all, infrastructure we own and control. I don't post content for clicks or clout. I post it because we, the working class Black community, need to unite and move together with purpose. It's not about waiting for justice. It's about building our own infrastructure, our own schools, clinics, co-ops, land trusts, and systems so that our lives are no longer in their hands. Until the next episode, stay ready, stay building, and stay unified.